You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A number of special guests are in Oakland this week.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Michelle's husband, Barack.
Former President Obama, along with celebrities, leaders, and hundreds of young men from around the country, traveled to Oakland for the My Brother's Keeper gathering. The organization's purpose is to help support and mentor young men of color and reduce youth violence. President Obama launched My Brother's Keeper in 2014. KLW's East Oakland reporter Janae Darden went to the first day of the event and is here with me to tell us all about it. Hey, Janae.
Hello.
All right, so a big event in Oakland.
Yeah, this is another big event in Oakland. Oakland is a hot spot right now. So last month, remember Senator Kamala Harris? She hosted a rally to kick off her run for president. And now this month, President Obama is hosting a conference. And actually, this is the first national My Brother's Keeper gathering.
Okay. And I hear there were some other big names in attendance.
Yes. John Legend interviewed the mothers of Trayvon Martin, Oscar Grant, and Jordan Davis. And you may recall, these are all young black males who died by violence. The warrior Steph Curry was on stage with President Obama for a town hall meeting. Wakanda was in the house. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan spoke on the second day.
All right. So what exactly is My Brother's Keeper?
My Brother's Keeper is started as a White House initiative in 2014, and it brought together community organizations, city governments, philanthropists, and President Obama challenged them to create policies and resources to help young men of color, you know, because of the hardships they face. And Oakland was one of the first cities to join the initiative. Now, at that time, the White House reported that nationally, only 14% of black boys and 18% of Latino boys scored at or above a fourth grade reading level. And young men of color, you know, are also much more likely to be homicide victims and incarcerated. Now the initiative is a nonprofit under the Obama Foundation.
And so we know young men of color face challenges, like you just said, especially in Oakland.
Yeah, homicide is the leading cause of death in Oakland for 15 to 24-year-olds. And in fact, what inspired President Obama to launch the program was the murder of Trayvon Martin. And here's President Obama explaining.
Trayvon could have been my son. And the fact that not just Trayvon, but every single day, there were young men of color who were being shot and killed, we had to be able to say to them, you matter. And we are going to make sure that you have the opportunities and chances to move forward just like everybody else.
Okay, opportunities. So what kinds of opportunities are we talking about?
Well, My Brother's Keeper is funding local organizations like Urban Strategies Council in Oakland and the Rise Center in Richmond to provide mentorship, leadership, development, you know, community organizing, that kind of stuff.
So did you get to meet any of these young men in attendance?
I did. And Hannah, honestly, there were celebrities there, but the young men were the real stars. They were black, Latino, Native, queer. I mean, they showed up. I heard there were kids there as young as 10. And they were dressed professionally and smiling and excited. Now, we weren't allowed in the breakout workshops, but I saw the men, the young men outside networking and overheard them coming up with strategies for advocacy and creating changes in their communities.
Okay. Yeah. So did President Obama give the young people some good advice then?
Well, one of his comments has caused some debate. During the town hall, he spoke about harmful and narrow definitions of masculinity, what some people may call toxic masculinity, and he actually called out hip-hop culture.
Let's face it, a lot of hip-hop and rap music is built around me showing how I got more money than you, I can disrespect you, and you can't do nothing about it. And ironically, that actually shows the vulnerability that you feel. If you are very confident about your sexuality, you don't have to have eight women around you twerking.
Interesting, right, Hannah?
That is an interesting thing to say.
Yeah, well, I spoke with Ivan Garcia, and he's a high school sophomore and student activist from Oakland, and he shared his own thoughts on what President Obama said about masculinity.
Looking back on it now, it really does make me emotional because it really was an answer that reinforced this idea that not all men fit this one box and are confined to this one stereotype of how we should be. And it was just really powerful coming from a former president.
Oh, Ivan. Okay. So, you know, it feels like a lot of these young boys, like, this is President Obama. So you listen to him and he looks like you. He's had some experiences mm-hmm. like you. That's cool for these young men.
It was cool. And they seemed very inspired. You know, it's interesting, Hannah, after that interview with Ivan, we wrapped up the interview. We were outside. Mm. And then all of a sudden, all of these police officers in bomb squad vests ran out of the venue, jumped into a black SUV and sped off. So you never know what's going to happen when the president's in town. Just so you know.
All right. Well, welcome back, Janae.
Yeah, I don't see how they do it in D.C., but okay. Yeah.
Well, now you saw. Thanks, Janae.
Thank you.
That was KLW's East Oakland reporter, Janae Darden. You can watch videos from the My Brother's Keeper event. We'll show you how. Go to KALW.org.